Okay, I wanted to, as you know, I am a big, massive, awesome fan, if not, you know, the number one fan of the BBC, all things BBC. And the BBC, as you will be aware, comes, whatever the grammar is, in all sort of shapes and sizes. And I just love all of it, so there. I'm not sitting on the fence, I just love the BBC. It was always my dream when I was little to sort of go to London and see TV Centre in all its glory. So there we go. So I'm a big fan in every way possible, and I am, for that particular reason, very, 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 very happy, very made up, like, you know, because of the exciting news that I've got here. Just got to find the thing. I've lost it now. It was there 2 seconds ago, and it's gone now. Hang on a second. I'll find it. Don't you worry. We're all professionals here. Well, most of us. Where's me thing gone? I've lost it. Oh, was it on the Twitter, wasn't it? Hang on. Where's the Twitter gone? Give me a second, folks. I want to speak about the BBC exhibition, but I need the info for that, and I've lost it. Here we go. Okay. Go to the official news on Twitter from BBC Worldwide. It is twitter.com/BBCWPress. Okay? This is BBC Worldwide, the commercial division of the BBC. And I think I'm very much a fan of this, because the idea of the BBC, my beloved BBC, actually, you know, making money on the things it does, which can then be reinvested back into the BBC, is fantastic. It's splendid. And I recommend that everybody goes out and consumes or watches or listens or whatever to the things that the BBC is making. Because the more popular, and, you know, especially in this age of the internet and digital and everything, things can be measured. So every person who listens to or watches the BBC iPlayer, you are contributing to the future success of the BBC. Because all of these statistics can be measured. And they can say, look, we've had X number of millions of people have been using our services, blah, 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 and that's the success of the BBC. So for that reason, I always say to people, you know, do what you can to you know, watch the BBC, listen to the BBC. I can't, while I'm in Spain, I can't watch the iPlayer, but I do listen to it as often as possible. So I'm doing my bit for my beloved BBC. Now, have we found the thing yet, Pilar? I could sit here for 20 minutes filling in, but I would prefer, if possible, to read the thing I intended to do. Right, we've got the page here, and basically, if you go to the Twitter page, and there's a hashtag thing here, it's BBC Showcase. And a tweet from 18 hours ago, our BBC Showcase website is now live. Check it out to find out more about this year's events and its history. If you click on it, bbcworldwide.com, and then you have to go to the showcase. And of course you have the Showcase 2011. But the thing is, they're changing location. And they have found a new home in Liverpool. Yes, my Liverpool. Of course, I don't live in Liverpool at the moment. I live in Spain. But you know what I'm trying to say. My beloved BBC, the Showcase, which is the biggest showcase for BBC programmes, is going to Liverpool. I'm going to spend this week talking about this in great detail. And I'm very, very, very excited. BBC Showcase UK, BBC Worldwide's annual programme export event, is to move to Liverpool in 2012. Currently held in Brighton, BBC Showcase is a firm fixture in the television buying calendar and sees over 500 of the world's biggest network buyers attend to purchase the latest BBC Worldwide content. Stars from both sides of the camera join the sales effort and help pitch to buyers. It is the flagship export event for BBC Worldwide sales and distribution, and now generates up to £50 million of programme exports each year. So more information on that later today and all next week on the English programme.